Thank you, Börje. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the RomReal second quarter 2015 results presentation. The second quarter report and investor presentation can be found on our homepage, www.romreal.com, or alternatively on www.newsweb.no. I, Harris Palaondas, and Chairman of RomReal, Kjetil Grønskag, will be available for questions by email or phone shortly after the call has ended. This conference call will also be recorded and placed online on www.romreal.com. Please turn to page three of the presentation that was distributed together with the second quarter 2015 report yesterday evening. This is a summary of highlights of the second quarter 2015 results. At this point, I would like to emphasize that the figures stated in this presentation are pre-completion of the rights issue. The statutory net asset value, NAV, under IFRS was 4.57 euro or 35.7 Norwegian krone per share at the end of the second quarter 2015, an increase of 1.1% compared to the end of the first quarter 2015. This is mainly due to the foreign exchange movement. The group has not made any changes to the land bank portfolio valuation since the year-end independent valuation performed by Knight Frank. The group reported a pre-tax profit of 0.006 million in the second quarter of 2015. The total assets at the end of the second quarter were 34.5 million. On the 15th of May 2013, the company gave notice that all shareholders could sell up to 3,000 of their shares. This resulted in 80,195 shares, please note that again, this figure is pre-rights issue, being bought back by the company and reduced the RomReal number of shareholders from 426 to 344. Through the rights issue completed during July 2013, RomReal has managed to raise 12.3 million Norwegian kroner before the transaction-related costs of 0.9 million Norwegian kroner. The number of shares has been increased by 98,494,720 shares to 103,419,456 shares, compared to 4,924,736 shares prior to the rights issue. A likely reverse stock split will take place before the 31st of December 2013, as approved by the shareholders during the 2013 annual general meeting. This is in order to conform with the Oslo Stock Exchange regulations requiring the share to trade above 1 Norwegian krone. The details of this reverse stock split, like the ratio and relevant dates, are yet to be decided by the board. This is merely being flagged up by the management. The downward pressure on land prices in Romania seems to have eased recently, so this could be a sign that the market is bottoming out and potentially opening for some opportunities. You can read further information on the market intelligence collected on page three of the RomReal second quarter 2015 report. If you please turn to page four. This is summary of the rights issue result that was finalized on the 3rd of July, which is a date that falls within the third quarter period, and therefore, the numbers following the rights issue are not reflected in the second quarter report presentation. The final result of the rights issue was that 68,545,300 shares, representing 69.6% of the shares, was allotted to the subscribers in accordance with their ordinary subscription rights, while 29,949,420 shares, representing 30.4% of the shares offered, were allocated to the subscribers that have oversubscribed pro rata in relation to their ordinary subscriptions. Through the rights issue, RomReal received proceeds amounting to 12.3 million Norwegian krone before transaction-related costs of 0.9 million Norwegian krone. The number of shares has increased by 19,494,720 shares to 103,419,456 shares compared to 4,924,736 shares prior to the issue. Each share has a nominal value of 0.001 euro. Trading in the new shares subscribed started on the 12th of July 2013. Please turn to the next page. Here you can see an overview of the company's land bank situated mainly in Costanza and with some plots in Bucharest and Brasov. These are main cities in Romania. There were no changes in the company's land bank during the second quarter. A point worth mentioning is that Romania strengthened capital base following the rights issue will allow the company to progress with selected planning upgrades of several plots in the region of Costanza. Please turn to page 6. The purpose of this table is to track the changes in the net asset value or NAV of the company under the International Financial Reporting Standards. The investment property, which consists of the company's land bank, stands at 30,953,000 euro. Inventories mainly refer to developments that were stopped during the financial crisis, and in particular the Oasis development. Inventories are 2,814,000 euro. Cash in the company at the end of the second quarter is 386,000 euro, and other assets or liabilities stand at 11,655,000 euro. This gives a net asset value under IFRS of 22,419,000 euro, resulting to an increase of 1.1% compared with the same quarter last year. This increase is due to the positive foreign exchange movement on the value of the company's land bank versus the value of its intercompany loans and the asset bank loan. If you now please turn to page 7 for the financial highlights of the second quarter. The operating revenue of 105,000 euro consists of income realized from the land bank assets awaiting development, with the main contributor here being the Balada market. Now, comparing second quarter of 2012 with the second quarter of 2013, the increase in revenue is due to the yearly rent payment received from renting the company's agricultural land. This payment is concluded once per year. Operating expenses of -185,000 euro consists mainly of salaries, land bank expenses, administration costs, land taxes, etc. Now, comparing the second quarter 2015 with the second quarter 2012, the decrease has two components. There was a change in the accounting methodology with regards to the inventories in 2015, creating a positive effect. And secondly, there was an extraordinary land bank tax payment during 2012. The other operating income or expense of 739,000 euro has two sources. Firstly, there are 450,000 euro related to reversal of a VAT provision, and secondly, there are 300,000 euro, which is due to unrealized foreign exchange gain on the company's land bank value following the second quarter's loan to euro adjustments. This is, again, an unrealized transaction and has actually no cash effect. Net financials of -654,000 euro consist of two components. Firstly, the accrued interest on the Alpha Bank loan of 73,000 euro, and secondly, the foreign exchange loss result of 581,000 euro due to the foreign exchange movement on the intercompany and Alpha Bank loans. It is worth mentioning that during the period, the RON depreciated against the euro by 1%. And with RON, I'm referring to the Romanian leu, the local currency. Total assets stand at €31,156,000. Total liabilities, which consist mainly of the Alpha Bank loan of €11.6 million, stand at €12,046,000. And the total equity is at €22,498,000. Please note that the NAV and cash position figures are prior to rights issue completion. The cash position of the company has now been complemented by the proceeds of the rights issue, approximately €1.5 million. On pages 8 and 9, you can find the list of the top 20 shareholders of Rome Real before and after the rights issue. This is publicly available information, and it has been printed here as a service to investors. Now, if you please turn to the next page. The company has now all the necessary working capital to cover operating expenses for approximately 2 years. This will allow the management to focus on the operating business and to progress with selected planning upgrades of several plots in our land bank, mainly situated in Costanzo. The company has identified a niche market where demand is tangible due to small monetary amounts required. This involves the sale of small plots of land to small and medium-sized developers and entrepreneurs, which seems to be somewhat more active in the market. In achieving this, Rome Real has initiated planning permission authorizations with the local municipality of Oridiu and targets to have the approvals within 2014. The management will also continue to pursue opportunities to realize the value of our land bank, which is of high quality. Primary target buyers are mainly large international retailers, whose expansion policy is less affected by the financial crisis. And this concludes our presentation for today. Thank you for participating. This presentation will shortly be uploaded to our homepage, www.romreal.com, for your convenience. I and Chairman of Rome Real, Kathy Gonska, will be available for questions by email or phone shortly after the call has ended. We wish you a good day.